Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for business women who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and encourage each other in prayer. You know, I know I've shared before how much fun my husband Ron and I have had getting to know all of our new neighbors over the past 3 years since moving here. We were the second house built on our street, so we have watched the other 29 homes be built and occupied over the past 3 years. We've met all the new neighbors, all the new homeowners, most of whom are couples about our age in the, mature stage in life, between 60 and 80 years old usually for most of them. And their kids are grown and they all have grandkids now. And one of the first couples we met was Becky and Tony, both retired in their 70s, who moved here from Indiana to be closer to their kids and grandkids, which is a familiar theme on this street. Becky is a creative, lively character with a sharp, sharp wit. Tony, a kind, gracious, quiet, and gentle man, kind of the quintessential grandpa. Well, sadly, last month, Tony died very unexpectedly. He had not been ill, though at 79, had some heart issues, to be expected that way, but not his passing. He was sitting at home at his computer one morning and closed his eyes for the last time, and Becky found him a few minutes later. Well, our neighborhood gathered quickly to be a support to Becky, as well as to process our own grief at Tony's very sudden passing. We discovered that neither Tony nor Becky had a faith foundation. Becky described Tony as having grown up Catholic at some point in his childhood, and that he wasn't religious, neither was she. So Becky decided that there would be no funeral, no visitation, no calling hours, no celebration of life. She spoke with his children. This was their second marriage, so he had older children. And so Becky spoke with them. They live out of state, and they agreed to that plan. They had him cremated, and it was over. Well, you know, we all have continued to reach out to Becky, and I have spoken with her several times. When I do, I can hear some anger in her voice and in her words, and I just recognize that as the bitter stage of grieving. It's just one of the very necessary stages that, you know, we all go through when we're grieving. So to be expected. I intend to ride this out with her as long as she will allow me to. And because Becky does not know Jesus, she grieves as one with no hope. But if you are a believer in Christ, as I am, you do not grieve as one with no hope. For we believers know the hope that is in the Lord. And if you've had a chance to follow along in our book study of Unshakable Hope by Max Lucado, in chapter 10 of our book study, it probably brought to mind those who have passed on before you. Loved ones like perhaps your parents, grandparents, maybe siblings, friends, maybe even a spouse. It is hard. It is so hard to say goodbye at their passing. The ache is real. And each of us, no doubt, knows that pain. But we believers grieve differently. We have hope because of God's promise in 1 Corinthians 15:54 that states, death is swallowed up in victory. Yes, that sounds a little odd if you've not heard it before. But think about it. Death is swallowed up in victory. Praise God, the victory of Christ and His resurrection. You see, because of that, the minute we close our eyes here on earth, we will open them in heaven. And we will be with Jesus, and we will be reunited with our loved ones who have gone before us, who have accepted Christ as their Savior. In Max Lucado's book, Unshakable Hope, he says it so much better than I could. Let me share some passages with you out of the book, Unshakable Hope. Max Lucado writes, "The resurrection changed everything. It was Sunday morning after the Friday execution. The sky was dark. The disciples had scattered. And the Roman executioner was wondering about breakfast or work or his next day off. But he wasn't wondering about the fellow he had nailed to a cross and pierced with a spear. Jesus was dead and buried. Yesterday's news, right? Wrong. As written in Matthew 28, there was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just like he said. Come and see the place where he lay." Max goes on to write, "Had such words never been spoken, had the body of Jesus decayed into dust in the borrowed tomb, you would not be reading these pages, and we would not be discussing this promise. But the words were spoken, and the promise was made." You see, Jesus went on a resurrection tour after that. He appeared to the women near the tomb. He appeared to the followers in the upper room. He appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. He appeared to his friends on the shore of Galilee. He spoke with them. He ate with them. They touched his body. They heard his words. They were convinced this Jesus was raised from the dead. They also believed his resurrection is the preview and promise of ours. What God did for Jesus, God will do for us. What God did for Jesus, God will do for us. Max goes on to write this, "Your spirit will immediately enter into the presence of God. You will enjoy conscious fellowship with the Father and with those who have gone before. Your body will join you later. We believe this to be true because of verses like this one from 2 Corinthians 5 that says, 'We are confident, I say, and would prefer to be away from the body and at home with the Lord.'" Maybe you've heard it stated this way, "Absent from the body is to be present with the Lord." And finally, Max concludes, "Isn't this the promise Jesus gave the thief on the cross when Jesus said, 'Today you will be with me in paradise,' from Luke 23. Today, Christ promised no delay, no pause, no purgatory cleansing or soul sleeping. The thief closed his eyes on earth and awoke in paradise. The soul of the believer journeys home, while the body of the believer awaits the resurrection. Yes, we who believe in Jesus will live with him in heaven, and we will return with him one day when he returns to earth to make it new again. That's the promise. And you can say that you believe everything about Jesus and then say, "Well, I just don't know if I believe that." If you say you don't believe this, then you don't believe anything about Jesus. You either believe it all or you believe nothing. He doesn't say truth in one scripture and lie in another. He's either telling the whole truth or no truth at all. So knowing this, and knowing that this is truth, and as an outgrowth of our sadness over our neighbor Tony's passing, another couple on our street, a Christian couple, decided to start a fellowship group where we as neighbors come together to share in learning about the hope within us. Ron and I join in as often as we can, and by total God incidence, not coincidence, because when you believe, there are no coincidences, there are only God incidences. So by total God incidence, guess what book that group is using as their guide for their discussions? Unshakable Hope by Max Lucado. A total God incident. I had nothing to do with it, I promise. They had chosen that book well before I knew anything about the group. Totally God smiling on us, letting us know the hope that is within him. We have that promise. Oh, we have that promise. It is true victory. True victory. The battle cry that we used to say at our high school football games, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, that battle cry is victory over death. Because today, as he told the thief, you will be with him in paradise the minute you close your eyes here on earth, that death has been swallowed up in victory. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study Time, please email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.